our mothers and fathers throughout the land. And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command.
Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. Thank you so much for tuning in. I very rarely have guests on the show. When I spoke to this gentleman's assistant here in town, the energy that was coming through her, it was like destiny was like a vacuum cleaner right behind her, sucking me right through her to you. And I had virtually no choice but to do this interview with you. And so that's what this is about. We're proud to have him with us on this show.
Well, my name is Anurag Gupta. I've done many types of work. I've been an entrepreneur. I've worked in human potential and personal development for decades. I've worked with tens and thousands of people. Our mission is simply this, is to leave people from the source of life. Like, they are at the source of their own lives, and they're at the source of what's possible.
You had to get so ground down in life to get to this point. I mean, Bob Dylan calls it Desolation Row. You had to get down to zero.
Yep.
Somehow. You had to find the ground zero of your own soul to get this stuff. You got to pay a price to take this ride.
I hit the darkest spots personally. I actually became so effective with my business work where I was earning $40,000 a day consulting. And at some point, I actually stopped and I gave all my money away and I started at absolutely zero.
Because what motivated you to do that?
When I first started working for nothing, it was because I was so intensely engaged and even obsessed by discovering things. I wanted to try some things, which a company, they said, no, that's too out there. So I said, randomly, how about if I do it for nothing? You don't have to pay. They were happy enough to have me there that they gave me the opportunity. And then I got to try stuff. And then I got addicted to that. And I ended up doing it for 3 years. And it became like a money cleanse where I started to see all the attachments around money. And then when I wasn't working for it, you know, I had such incredible freedom and clarity. So people have a choice to live at the source of their lives. But which, by the way, doesn't mean that they may change anything. Because what happens is that when people get, they really get that they could, oh, I could have this, or I could change this, and they may choose not to, they're still at source because they're keeping it the same because they're choosing to, not because they have to or are limited. They start to see that the more that they let go of the attachments, the more power and freedom they have.
Whatever you worry about has to get worse.
That's exactly it. We start to give you other areas to direct your energy, which actually starts to
dissipate the attachment?
Exactly. So it's about having people be at the source of their lives, and it's about creating the most fun, joyful way of getting there. The level I'm talking about living is a level that's beyond just survival, beyond just reacting to what's coming at you. It's a willingness to be responsible, creating something so exceptional and extraordinary, it draws you in that direction, creating an environment where it's a joyful game to play being at source. It's all about, are you creating life right now? And what is your intention right now? And when you get to that other state of attachments, you're no longer being responsible. You're making stuff around you responsible.
You're becoming dependent.
Exactly. So the key is creating a powerful intention that keeps you always responsible. I'm going to give an example of working with a business and what gets created and how, because it also, so you can really get it in practical terms at the same time. So we're working with this construction company. They brought us in. They've never been able to break $7 million. And he said, we've had every kind of coaching and consulting. And, you know, we've also done these personal transformation programs, but we can't crack this. So we sat down and we started to create a sales approach. And in about 3 days, I realized it wasn't going to get anywhere. I said, there's something off here. And I can tell that what I'm creating isn't going to make any difference. So we sat down and started to dismantle the existing architecture and what's in the environment today. We did that for a few weeks, and then we put it back together. And we had created a goal to double the sales from 7 to 14 million in a year. And we hit 15 million in 3 months. And there was way more life and aliveness in the company. And so let me go back to, how did that happen? Because there's two things. First of all, we established the new mission or the intention of the company. We did this work, this brainstorming, this creativity. And there's a lot of what people call a mission, which is just a spit out logo. When it's on the wall, you don't really honor it. No, what we do in coming up with a mission, it has nothing to do with the product or service. It has to do with an intention for human beings, which when this intention gets fulfilled with another human being, it makes your heart sing. A mission is powerful. If you can't say, you can't say it without smiling. It changes your energy just to think about it or say it. And I'll spend months with a company to come up with it, because that's the DNA of the organization.
That's the DNA of success.
Exactly. So it's gotta give you life, right? It's gotta make you want to create new ways. So their mission was life became life unleashed. And what do they do? They do construction. But if you work here, we're going to unleash your lives. This partner is going to unleash your life. If you're one of our customers, you're going to go, wow, that was, that rocked. It made me so alive to work with you. And we're going to build things well. But it's the company is only a vehicle for delivering that intention. So one thing is for us to sit down and do that work and find out what is the intention that at the core of your being would give you life like that. You know how when you distinguish something, you have to see the opposite side of it too? So let me give you the opposite side, which helps give clarity to the creative side. So we're sitting in there and we're going, oh, you know what? This will never go past this $7 million. You know why? Because there's what I call in my work a default intention versus a created intention. There's an intention already at play. So let me give you an example. One of the partners, Brian, he's worked his butt off for 15 years and he's built his business as the others have, and he's got his new baby daughter, he does the Ironman, he's got time for his training and stuff like that. He's got this kind of precariously balanced life. So no matter that he says, my intention is to grow the business, actually what we didn't realize, his real intention was to protect his precariously balanced life. When we saw all this architecture in the company, if any more work comes in the way they're organized, they'll get overwhelmed and his balanced life will go off rails. So he's actually built the business to not expand and to keep hitting that cycle over and over again, to go down to 6 and then up to 7 and down to 6. And then when it hit down to 6, they start to get nervous. And then it stops right there. And they had all these different bottlenecks that they didn't even realize was built in, even people to react to and even have hired people that would fail beyond a certain point. The moment we got that handled, boom, we shot up to $15 million in another 3 months.
So what you were able to do is you were able to integrate a larger level of business success without sacrificing that life balance.
Not only without sacrificing, what we did is we built a bunch of structures that absolutely ensured it so that he no longer had the concern, so he could no longer have a counter intention. Now, people are killing themselves trying to work harder, wondering why it isn't going anywhere. It's like driving a car with two gears. It'll go 40 miles an hour. You can put better gas into it, push the gas pedal harder. You could put a race car driver in it. But the architecture won't allow for more.
It's also a way of saying that, you know, while you're putting your foot on the gas, you're also putting it on the brake.
That's right. And so I can go and just clean a bunch of stuff up, like just the sand in the gears, and make no more changes, and I can take a business up 30%. Or we can do it with a person's life, like their personal life, right? You could take the architecture. Suddenly your relationship could have more magic in it. Understanding why it's so important to create that powerful intention, because if you don't, then you will be stuck in the architecture of the life given by your default intention.
And it sounds like, you know, when you're saying create the intention, it's really discover the intention. It's really discovering your ultimate intention, getting through what you think you're supposed to intend.
It's exactly that.
What is your calling? You're being called, and you know it. You have a soul purpose. That's all you want to fulfill. Let's get in touch with what it really is. I think a lot of people are afraid to trust that because they think they have to live by conventional standards to have a nice car.
100%. We do conversations to discover it and then create articulations of it and create our environment and architectures around you, not even to maintain it, but to expand and magnify it. So here's what I fundamentally want to know. What is it that if you, your organization, delivered to another human being, and you could see that that happened over there, they were left with this, they got this, they had this contribution, what is it that you would want to see them left with? And that if you saw them get that, you saw one human being get that, it would leave you so happy, so satisfied and fulfilled, we could shoot you now. See, I don't even care what the words are. I'll know when you say it because I'll just see you light up over there. When we do this work, and it's for everybody that's listening, don't try and get right to it. Just say anything and everything that comes to mind.
Okay, but it has to be about other people.
Yes. If your program delivered something to August over here, what would you need to see over there? And don't and just say any words that come to mind.
She has fallen madly, deeply, hopelessly in love with me.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Yeah. That's a good start. Okay, good. What else?
That I basically have to say, please stay back. Yeah. But she doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen. Yeah. Excellent. So if you were creating stalkers in the world, you would be whole and complete in life.
Yeah.
People sometimes are skeptical about this. What do you mean? Like, you could shoot me now? I said, no, you know what? There's people who've had the experience where they've landed something with somebody, made such a difference. And I had the privilege of doing it like every week. I was working with this company, and they provide personal empowerment programs, and they were just grappling with it. And I said, you know, right now they have a working mission, which they'll work on what maybe the final words are, but right now it's interesting. They had a person, you know, it's just a great gentleman. His name is Dov Barron, and he's got this really unique look at people in life and empowerment and bringing it right down to the quantum physics of it. And you can actually, you know, lay it out in physics, too. But he's, like, they're trying to capture something, and he had a student who at one moment, his name was Rennie, he got it. He got it so powerfully and so clearly and so shifted everything. And everybody was like, oh, that. And so you know what? They're saying right now, for lack of a better word, our life is about delivering Rennie moments. Because when they say it, it's just, that's the sucker right there. This is the work. When you said, how do we do this? We will work on this and work on, we will get you in touch with this, and then we will make sure that the architecture around you is designed to evoke this. We will create a game with you that's an expression of it, which means that, you know, when you say like, oh, things go from bad to like good and I get complacent, you can't because the game is so much bigger. You have to keep creating upwards. You have to keep living into that bigger game.
To get in touch with that core intention is thinking of others and thinking of the way you want them to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's not about thinking of yourself.
That's right.
It's not about thinking about what you want.
Yeah.
It's about what you want for others.
Exactly. And see how this works.
Until you get to a point where you're basically on fire with the desire for creating that
for
in
that.
Others.
Exactly. See, what happens is if that immediately becomes an architecture for no attachments because it's not about you. However, it's the thing that's about others that when you deliver to others, fulfills you.
And so you're really transcending yourself. You're experiencing a kind of unity. So step number one, to get in touch with that intention that's going to break through all barriers, is finding out what you want so much for other people that you are fulfilled.
That's right.
So that's what it's mean by giving is better than receiving.
Yes. You know, the thing is that there's a pure giving, which is different than the one that people do that's just a sacrifice, that they do it to look good, that they do to get a hit of gratification. This is really, it's the one where when you really, like, and you give a gift, it's not to get something back. Right. When you're madly in love with somebody and you work so hard to shop for this thing and it just lights them up. I bought my business partner a car, the car that he always wanted. And it's not because our business had gone to that level where you would, like, normally do that. People go, how would you do that? That was such a big chunk of... it was just worth it. It was just like, oh, look at his face. And let me take it one step further, because in part of our training, we actually work on manifestation and we work on taking it out of the kind of the woo-woo or whatever, the ethereal. Actually, I can show you the practical mechanics of it. And so I say, it's like, let's go back into this business world. Okay, here's an intention you have you want to fulfill. You can work on trying to get that intention done, or I can show you how to think of all the different groups that could benefit from your intention being fulfilled. I could show you how to create a powerful communication separately for each one of those groups that they can really see a massive self-interest for themselves. And you just have to start to learn to think from other people's wants and needs. And then you can present how they can really benefit. And then all these different people's energies and resources start to go towards that intention. Boom. And then it manifests.
Interesting.
One of my companies... They really sat down, the partners, and they're an engineering company, and they do heating, venting, and air conditioning. But their mission was life is great. They can't say it without grinning. You know what? We have life be great, and they want life to be great. But if they want life to be great for one of their customers, they have to look at what's the context of it, and what needs to happen for this to be great. And it ends up creating two things, Bob. It creates that the job and the work needs to be done in a manner that's so excellent and it's had so much integrity and service that they think it's great. But it also demands going beyond that, caring and figuring things out. And then they end up doing things and making connections and knowing about their family or whatever would have life be great for them. So how you get it for yourself is by delivering it to other people, because what it is, it simply starts to be.
So how do you apply this to sales? It sounds like a totally different approach to sales. You're not trying to sell anybody anything. You're actually trying to give them something.
That's 100% it. I tell people, you are not trying to get a sale. You are looking to see what can you give them that makes their life better. And if you can't, do not give them anything. It's all about giving. And that doesn't mean being irresponsible in a sales and a business environment. You can be with somebody at a Ferrari dealership who's super polished and is so cool and very classy and doesn't push, and they do it perfectly, and they're like, okay, right? They're even be pretty good. You can have a salesperson who doesn't know half the stuff or whatever, but they're just so authentic and they actually just so care about what you want. It's like such a different experience. When you're the customer, which one do you want? Do you want somebody who's incredibly good strategically in how to get the sale done, or do you want somebody who just cares about you and what you want? You do the math. Which one are you going to shop with if you're given both? Good. So which one do you want to be?
So one stage of the work is getting in touch with your intention for others that makes you just beam with joy and fulfillment and contentment.
That's right.
To the point that you're fully alive because of how others are being impacted.
That's right.
So that is part of the work.
That's right.
What other parts of the work are there?
That's the basic DNA of what we do next. So the next part of it is to design your environment and architecture to maintain, to evoke, to fulfill that intention. So let's say we're building your organization. Let's say we've done this with you, Bob. We've said, okay, this is your mission. Now let's look at your vision. Let's look and see what's the future that we're creating. Now, when we do that with you, we'll say, well, what do you want your business to look like 5 years from now? What are all the different forms you'd like it to take? What's the financial flow you'd like to see from it? What's the reputation? What's the branding? What's the impact in society or in the industry you would like to see you made? We also say, what's your health? What's your family life? What's your lifestyle? You actually build the architecture to have all of those things not only handled, but the best they've ever been. So you stop being concerned about trying to protect them, because the new architecture actually forwards them more than the old one. What we do is we actually sit down with people, or in the workshops we teach people how to do the creative and strategic thinking and brainstorming. Okay, what are all the different avenues? Let's brainstorm all the different ways that you can generate revenue. When we do the brainstorming, nothing is too crazy, nothing is too stupid. You lay them all out there, you come up with these 22 ways of doing it. Okay, well, the ones that actually light me up to do and that are consistent with who I am and with the resources we have are this one, this one. And a mistake people make, they go, oh, wow, and they get excited about that and they start doing it. No. Let's actually look at how to do it. Let's look at and how many hours a week you should be working on that while you're still doing your writing and doing your exercise.
It's like the difference between working in your life and on your life.
100%.
Stepping back and you're working on articulating your intention for other people that fulfills you.
Yeah.
And then you're basically brainstorming, coming up with almost like a rough draft of, okay, what are the different ways I can imagine that this kind of thing can manifest?
Yeah.
And so you just spend time generating those ideas. The next step is you start narrowing to identify, okay, which one seems workable. And I'm assuming that if we don't get to one that really seems feasible, we just go back to that. And so it's almost like a breathing process of expanding and contracting until you find, let's say, the system or the vehicle that can take you to the manifestation, the fulfillment of your intention.
100%. You're not going to come out of this program and it's all done. You're going to come out of this program having learned that you have 18 months of work to do. And actually, you could probably do it in 6 to 10, but I'm going to actually tell you to do it in 18 to 24. It's like building your dream house. You want to architect things through. Don't cut any corners. Check this out. Check that out. And why to take 12, 13, 24 months is do it like if you're building your house. Have a good time building it. Have your buddies or have a beer rather than kill yourself rebuilding your house.
Not out of desperation.
Yeah.
Not in a desperate place, but in a patient, enjoyable process where it's as much work as play. It's a fun experience designing and creating your life. You're not coming at it from fear or lack.
Exactly. It's about creating peace and happiness with where you're at, creating the architecture of what you'd love to build and create, and then creating a structure and a process and a plan that you're going to love to implement. Because the more you're going to enjoy implementing it, the more likely you are to implement it. And then in all of that, there's some details, there's some powerful principles that we have, there's ways to give guidance.
What would be an example of one of your powerful principles?
I'll give the one that I found to be the single most impactful and life-changing one. So we start off with this premise of most people are trying to get the most out of life. We say, let's consider that that's not the most fulfilling state, getting the most out of life. Getting the most out of life means that there's something to get. And we call that, on the board, I would just write consuming and reacting. So you're like, it's you can get gratification, you get this, woohoo, I'm happy, and then the next day you're over it, right? Mm-hmm. What's more fulfilling than consuming? Creating. Creating is the world of not gratification, but satisfaction.
So we're not just living creatures, we're living creators.
That's right.
And our fulfillment comes from creating 100%. That which inspires us to the fullest.
Yes, absolutely. When people are creating, they have instead of the experience of gratification, they have satisfaction, freedom, joy, and expression. If I could give people anything to my mission of Source, this is what I would give them. You can get up in the morning and you can just go through the day dealing with only what is already there and simply responding to it. But if you go, I'm going to do something special, you have to create. You have to think. I'm going to write some poetry. I'm going to buy some flowers. When you have to create something, it shifts your energy. I discovered that it doesn't even matter what you're creating. It matters that you're creating. The lowest level of creating is more satisfying than the highest level of consuming.
Teenagers experience so much depression because they have been programmed to believe in consuming.
Huh.
And if they're not able to consume at the level that they see their, you know, the best dressed kid in school, they develop an eating disorder.
Right. And the flip side of that is, do you ever see some of the brilliant stuff that comes out of teenagers when they get their hands on I'm going to write a play or I'm going to write some music, and they lose themselves in it and they're just like, you know?
So that's what they need to know. But the only way to really teach them that is through parental modeling. The parents have to be connected to the creative fire within. Otherwise, They're basically giving the kid advice on how to live a dead life.
That's right. And you can see some of these really alive families, and they create and they play games. And you could be painting the Sistine Chapel. You could be playing Pictionary. You could be consuming with your children or creating. When you're playing with them, people wonder, how come sometimes it's joyful and sometimes it feels heavy?
So we start getting annoyed with our mate when we slip into being a consumer of our mate.
100%.
Instead of just focusing on how we can create spectacular experiences together.
That's right. It's important for you to know and people to know that everything I'm talking about is tried and tested. Where people no longer just react to the problem, but stop, get the team together, do a creative solution session. 100% of the time, they actually come up with a solution that actually makes the whole situation better, doesn't just handle it. Because they needed $10,000, but they did all this brainstorming and they came up with a way they could raise $30,000.
So what you're looking for is some great way to make it happen. Some totally fulfilling, exhilarating, exciting, fun way to achieve it. Because if you're not including the fun aspect, The passion aspect,
right,
the joy aspect, you're also excluding the power.
100%. Your experience of life shifts because you don't have the same fears you used to, because you don't fear problems coming at you the same way that you used to. Sometimes people go, well, they just want to get stuff handled. They say, well, you can. You'll have what you tolerate. You have these guys who have, 90 to 100% success because they don't go, just, I'll do enough.
I want to give you a chance now to give people some contact information.
We have a website which is called The Difference Engine, The Difference Engine, and it's .ca, not .com, .ca. And there's all the information about who we are and how to contact us. People, you'll see when they get there, that we don't take ourselves that seriously. We are committed to being really effective. We're committing to have a very good time, to be a demonstration of what's possible.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and to learn more about my work, go to boblancer.com. That's www.boblancer.com. Or you can call me at 404-297-4043. Couples in conflict, why break up when you can wake up to the cause of feeling stuck in the same frustrating cycle? Usually only one consultation with me is all that's needed for the marital breakthrough you've been longing for. Go to BobLancer.com for more information. Don't put off receiving your breakthrough to release the blocks that you've been experiencing to love. Schedule a private, powerful love life breakthrough session with me. Go to BobLancer.com for more information. And individuals feeling anxious about your future, if you are ready for your breakthrough and success in fulfilling your purpose with passion, schedule a Succeed Your Way breakthrough session with me. Go to BobLancer.com for more information. Schools, government agencies, businesses, and other organizations. End communication breakdowns, low morale, distrust, interpersonal conflict issues, and resistance to change. Schedule me to come to your site anywhere in the world to release the great potential and harness the full positive engagement of your workforce through my total success team building trainings and conflict resolution sessions. Go to BobLancer.com for more information. And of course, you parents, whether you're struggling with toddlers or teens, attend one of my monthly parenting success seminars or schedule a private consultation with me to release your child's great potential in the context of a great loving home life. Don't wait to experience more love, joy, fulfillment, and success with your child. Go to BobLancer.com for more information. And schools and family ministry programs, you can bring me in to raise the level of child behavior management for teachers, child care professionals, and parents. My work offers state-certified accreditation. Go to BobLancer.com for more information. And go to BobLancer.com to see a complete listing of my CD recordings available for purchase, including my new Success Mastery CD set, as well as my books, including Parenting with Love, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Go to BobLancer.com and click on Contact, or you can email me at bob@BobLancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online for more of Bob Lancer's answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves. This program has been a public affairs production of Cox Media Group Atlanta Radio.